Books on Tape presents The Silent Sea by Clive Cussler with Jack DeBrawl. Read by Scott Brick. Prologue. December 7th, 1941. Pine Island, Washington State. A golden blur leapt over the small boat's gunwale just as the bows met the rocky beach. It hit the water with a splash and plowed through the surf, its tail raised like a triumphant pennant. When it reached land, the retriever shook itself so that drops flew like diamond chips in the crisp air, and then it looked back at the skiff. The dog barked at a pair of gulls farther down the beach that took startled flight. Feeling its companions were coming much too slowly, the purebred tore off into a copse of nearby trees, her bark diminishing until it was swallowed by the forest that covered most of the mile-square island, just an hour's row off the mainland. "Amelia!" cried Jimmy Ronish, the youngest of the five brothers in the boat. "She'll be fine," Nick said, shipping his oars and taking the boat's painter line in his hand. He was the eldest of the Ronish boys. He timed his leap perfectly, landing on the pebbled shore as a wave receded. Three long strides later, he was above the tidal mark of flotsam and drying kelp, looping the rope around a sun and salt-bleached limb of driftwood that was a crosshatch of carved initials. He hauled back on the line to firmly ground the 14-foot craft and tied it off. "Shake a leg," Nick Ronish admonished his younger siblings. "Low tide's in 5 hours, and we've got a lot to do." While the air was reasonably comfortable this late in the year, the North Pacific was icy cold, forcing them to unload their gear between the lapping waves. One of the heaviest pieces of equipment was a 300-foot coil of hemp line that Ron and Don, the twins, had to shoulder together to get it up the beach.